Today being the 20th day of Ramadan, 1,442 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 2nd May, 2021 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Our tafsir from the Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University Zare, continues from the 35th ayah in Surat Az-Zal. Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us, while our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Elokene, will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الذاكرين والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. الله تبارك وتعالى, after he has told the people of the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the women, وَاسْكُرْنَ مَا يَتْلِي فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ لَطِيفًا خَبِيرًا. And he has told them their position, أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. All this, other the women were hearing. And women were now wishing to be sure, to be contented that they too can rise to every position that is possible in Islam. The wives of the Prophet have been given a duty. وَقَرِنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى وَأَقِمْنَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَ الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. They have been asked that they should stay in their houses, the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. They should not go out like every other woman go out. They should not try to show up in their jewelries, in their adornments. What of the other ladies? Can they go out? Yes, they can go out. Can they show up? No, they are not allowed to show up. But they can go out, they can do other things. Just like their husbands are not dedicated just to the path of Allah and to the message of Allah, their wives are not asked to be dedicated to that path also. Because you can see Allah is very clear. He said, وَاسْكُرْنَا مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. You, the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, stay in the house and try to remember and try to mention my lady beautiful now. What is being recited in your houses? That's the Quran. Well, hikmah and the wisdom that the Prophet is passing, that is the hadith. You, your husband is a merchant. You are in her house, you are in the house of your husband. In your house, nobody is reciting Quran except just a little while. But you still want to be able to go to the highest position possible as a woman. Or you are a man. You are not dedicated to the message of Allah like a sheikh, a malam is dedicated to do this duty. Then you still want to be able to go to the highest position. Is it that because you are not in these positions, you can't go to the highest position? Allah is telling us here, no. If anybody who wants to get to the highest position possible as a human being, you can. There are positions that no human being can ever get, except Allah gave you and is passed. That's position of Nubuwa and Risala. Position of Nubuwa and Risala, that you can, you should be a prophet, only Allah will make a person a prophet. Or you should be a messenger, only Allah will make somebody a messenger. But you can rise not just to become a wali of Allah, you can rise to become a kutub. If that is your wish in life, you can. You can rise to be a Qutbul Uzma. That the what the big position that the Aktabs they fight for to get to. You can rise up to that challenge and see if you can get it. But beyond that, you cannot. What of the women? Day to day they can rise to a position, become a wali, become even a kutub. But Qutbul Uzma, no matter how much they try, they can't get to that. No woman gets to that stage. With this, then, if that is it, what are the stages? Who are the Muslims? What are the stages that people can get to? Then Allah revealed this ayah, mentioning man and woman. Inna al-Muslimina wal-Muslimati. For sure, the Muslim man, the Muslim woman. This Muslim man and Muslim woman is somebody who has accepted Islam and said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. He has accepted Islam. He accepted that he has to pray 5 times a day. He accepts that he has to fast the month of Ramadan. He accepts that he has to give zakah if he has wealth. He accepts that he has to go for Hajj. All this he has accepted. He is not doubting it. He is sure it is part of Islam and he accepts it. He may be doing it well, he may not be doing it well. Even sometimes he may not pray. Sometimes he will pray. Sometimes he will commit zina. Sometimes he will do this. What he will do, kaba'ir, that is capital sins, he may do it, but he is still a Muslim because he has accepted Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Anybody who accepts this and the Quran and their belief is complete, this person is a Muslim. Whether he is engaged in capital sin or not engaged in capital sin, whether he prays regularly or he does not pray regularly, this person is a Muslim. That's the lowest you can go. Inna al-Muslimina wal-Muslimati. For men, some are in this position. For women, some are in this position. Wal-Mu'minina wal-Mu'minati. There are those that have faith. After they become Muslims, their faith are so strong, they will find it difficult to commit a capital sin. If they are to commit a capital sin, this is momentary and once in a while, but it's difficult for them to commit a capital sin. La yazni al-mu'minu hina yazni wa huwa. La yazni al-muslim hina yazni wa huwa mu'minu. Wa la yasriku as-sariku hina yasriku wa huwa mu'minu. Anybody that is committing capital sin, at the time he's committing a capital sin, he's a Muslim but he's not a mu'min. So a person who has risen to the level, he will do all his 5 times daily prayer. Month of Ramadan, he will fast it. Hajj, if he has money, he will do it. Zakah, if he has money, he will do it. He will not commit any capital sin. He may not be doing any tadawwu. This person is a mu'min. One day somebody came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, oh Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, oh Muhammad. He said, yes. Are you the one they said Allah sent as a prophet? He said, yes. What is it that you are sent with? He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. He said, yes, I accept that. He said, he's a Muslim. Then what is on me? Said that you must establish 5 times daily prayer every day. He said, after that, is there anything? He said, except you wish to do a voluntary prayer. He said, no, I will not reduce in what you have asked me to do, and I will not increase into it. Is there anything after that? He said, yes. There is a cup of, if you have money, you are supposed to offer zakah of your wealth. He said, how much is it? He said, this is the amount. Is there anything? He said, except if you want to do extra voluntary work. He said, I will not increase, I will not reduce. What of fasting? He said, month of Ramadan. Is there anything after that, except if you want to do voluntary work? He said, I will not increase, I will not reduce. At the end, everything the Prophet ﷺ told him out of the five pillars of Islam, he said, I will not reduce, I will not reduce, I will not increase. Then when he left, the Prophet ﷺ said, Aflaha in sadaqa. This person that just came and went away, he has, he's a prosperous person if he's truthful in what he said. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. Here, a mu'min is one who will not engage in any capital sin. What Allah asks him to do, he will do it. He may not, you will not see him in any voluntary work. This one is a mu'min. Al-qanitina wal-qanitati. Al-qanit kullu ta'atun kunutu. Al-qanitina, this one that is dutiful is always worshipping Allah. You see him doing voluntary work at all the time. He's either praying or he's fasting or he's doing something. Anybody who has reached this stage, not only does he believe, he is always obedient to anything he hears Allah says. He wants to do extra work. This one is has reached the position of al-qanit. Amman huwa qanitun ana al-layli sajidan wa qa'iman yadharu al-akhirata. Here you see him waking up at night praying. All this person is al-qanit. Whether it's a woman, it's a man, it's al-qanit. A woman, al-qanit, al-qanita. All of them put together, al-qanitina wal-qanitati. Was-sadikina was-sadikati. There are people, not only are they Muslims, they have passed the position of iman. They believe, they are always worshipping. Then they are truthful. They are truthful in whatever they say. They will try their best never to tell lies. Even if by trying to, by true deception, they will try their best all the time. They are truthful and they accept people. When people come to tell them, they don't tell people you are lying. They accept what people say and they also tell the truth. And cast, whenever they are doing anything, they intend Allah with it. لا يقصد غير الله. They will never intend anything other than Allah in whatever they are doing. If somebody comes to their house and they want to give him food, it's because of Allah they are doing it. If they are going to see somebody and they are greeting you, it's because of Allah they are greeting you. Whatever they do, their intention is Allah. This one, you say, he's a sadiq. He's one that is truthful before Allah because his intentions is for Allah. إنما الأعمال بالنيات. He's a sadiqina wa sadiqati. Women and men, all of them can get to this position where at any point in time, whatever they intend to do, they will intend Allah with it, not just the human being. وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ. Then comes the ones that are patient. Somebody may intend Allah with his work, may be worshipping Allah, but is not patient with it. The patient person is somebody who is patient. The time he's supposed to do it, any other work he's supposed to do, he will abandon it and do what he's asked to do. That is sabir fi ta'atillahi wa sabir an ma'asiyatillahi. He is patient to do the worship of Allah at his proper time, no matter the difficulty it takes. He's also patient to take his eyes or to make sure that he does not commit any sin. This one, having this patience and doing it like that, then he has reached the position of asabi. Not only is he qanit today, tomorrow he's not at qanit tomorrow, he's continuously al-qanitina, patient. He's supposed to wake up every night. He will. Even if he's sick, he will. Even if it's not easy for him, he will. Even if he's happy, he will. This person is called asabi. He's somebody who tries not to commit any sin. And he will be patient at any time. Not only when he sees a woman, even if the woman is so beautiful and loves him, he will not. This person, you call him a sabir. No matter how it is, he will be patient not to go near sin and be patient to stand up to do the correct thing that he's supposed to do. Wal khashiina wal khashiati. This one is the one that fears Allah. Not only is he patient, he is so afraid of Allah. He is seen Allah and is afraid of Allah. To the extent that if he comes to pray, say his prayers, after he finishes his prayer, he says, Assalamu alaikum, Assalamu alaikum. If you are to ask him, who prayed by your right hand side, he does not know who the person is. He did not even remember who prayed by his right hand side or who prayed by the left hand side. He was so engaged in his prayer and so afraid that he never knew somebody was by his right or by his left. A lot of time when somebody is consumed in thinking, somebody can even come and pass in his front. Who passed just now? I didn't see him. He is al-khashina. For the woman, for the women, al-khashiati. Wal-mutasaddiqina, wal-mutasaddiqati. Al-mutasaddiq, this one, he gives his zakah. He has wealth, he has given zakah. But every day, every week, every month, he tries to give sadaqah. He knows that all these duties he's doing, they need to be conveyed to Allah. As they are being conveyed to Allah, if he has excess luggage, those ones will not go. What is excess luggage? Whenever there is sin in your work, it will draw your work backward. It will make your work heavy. If you say something very excellent before Allah with good intention, now it is in front of Allah. That's why when you are praying, you mention the five names of Allah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Now you are in front of Allah. If your mind is straight to Allah. But any other thing, if there is sin in it, it will draw it down. You have excess luggage. This person, what do you do when you have excess luggage? You are supposed to give sadaqah. Every day, or once in a week, or twice a week, he is giving sadaqah so that his work can be purified. These are the people, always tazkiyah is for you to purify your work. He does this by giving sadaqah. For the whole of your wealth, once in a year, you give zakah to make your work, to make your wealth purified. But this one, every week, he is giving sadaqah to purify his own work. وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ. These ones are not the ones that are fasting the month of Ramadan. They are the ones that knows the value of the fasting of the month of Ramadan. They were able to carry the fasting out at the three levels that you are supposed to carry out fasting. The first level, your physical body. Imsak, you don't eat, you don't drink, you don't go close to women. What is it? That level, you stay on it to the extent you make sure that the next level, your heart is fasting. At the first level, not only don't you go close to all these things, your mouth does not talk, say anything sin, imsak. Your mouth is this from talking evil. Your eyes is this from seeing evil. Your body is this from touching evil. All this is at the first level. By the time you do it, all your physical senses, you make sure that you stop them from touching haram. By the time you do this, you have gotten the first level. That's the first 10 days of Ramadan. Dedicate yourself to that. The second 10 days, your bodies have now completely submitted to Allah. You go to your heart all the time. Don't even allow your heart to think of it. Think of what is bad, whether it's what your hand will do, or what your mouth will say, or what your ears will hear, or what your eyes will see. You don't allow your mind to think of all those things. If you continue like that, your mind too will submit. Then you have gotten to the level of maqam al-iman. You have gotten to Ihsan al-Iman. By the time you get to this level, you cannot go further than that. Allah is the one that will take you anything outside that. Then, the last 10 days, you get yourself to the maqam of Ruh. You are starting now with Islam in Ihsan, Iman in Ihsan, and Ihsan in Ihsan. When you get to this level, you leave yourself to Allah, you dedicate yourself to Allah, you go into itikaf at that stage, you mention nothing but Allah, you think of nothing but Allah, you do nothing but Allah. When you are reciting Quran, it's just because of zikr. You are not supposed to study anything. Even studying at that time is not permitted. That's why when you are doing tarbiyah, you don't study anything. You are just, anything you are doing is just zikr. When you are doing that, it's now left for Allah. Alaykum awwali, wa bika malazi, wa ilayka tijai. Allah himself now will take you and your soul, he will purify it. It's at this stage, you said, wassa'imina, والصائمات. They have now known the sweetness of siyam. So after fasting every week, they said, my work is going to go to Allah every Thursday. I have to fast so that at that Thursday, my work is going to Allah. Like Rasulullah SAW said when he was asked, we see you fasting Mondays and Fridays. Why? He said, I fast on Monday because ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ وُلِدْتُ فِيهِ. That is the day I was given back to. I want to celebrate it with Malaikatul A'la. Because people is celebrating his birthday with angels. Angels, they don't eat, so what is he going to eat? Angels, they are always doing zikr, that's their happiness, so his zikr is doing. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is one that gave the correct definition of a bad day. You don't say you are doing a bad day the day you are giving birth to in the year. No, that's not the bad day. Day is of the week. Week is of the month. Month is of the year. When you are saying a day, it has to be a day of the week. That's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he celebrates his birthday every week. That is the correct celebration of birthday. Because Monday is every Monday of the week. Not the day of the year. Day is not of the year, it's month that is of the year. Then, Thursday, Prophet said, I fast because that is the day the work, that the ibadah is lifted for the week to the presence of Allah. I want my work to be lifted when I am fasting. So is this person that was saimina was saimati, that has reached the level of fasting physically with his heart, the soul is fasting, and every week his work before the end of the week is taken to Allah on Thursday. He makes sure that he fast on Thursday because of that. Then these are the ones that he has said as saimina was saimati. Then walhafizina furujahum walhafizati walhafizina furujahum. These ones are the ones that are paying attention and preserving any opening in their body. Any opening. From the opening of the mouth, buruj, the opening of the nose, the opening of the eye, the opening of the ear, the opening between their legs, all this, they make sure that nothing enters the mouth, nothing goes in except halal. They don't look at anything except halal. They don't sit down to hear except things that are haram. It's not going to be in. It's not against Allah. They don't go to anybody except their wives. All this, they preserve and they make sure they protect against anything that is not going for Allah. This is walhafizina furujahum, walhafizat. Furuj here is not just farj. It's not just between your leg. Every opening in your body is supposed to be used as it is supposed to be used. But the people that take care, protect each of these as much as they can. They are al-hafizina furujahum wal-hafizat. Then wa-zakirin Allah kaseeran wa-zakirat. The people that are at the top are the people that continuously, is it with their body, is it with their heart, is it with their openness, as we have mentioned from the beginning to the top, now all the time is Allah. Everything is Allah. They are hoping for Allah. What are you doing? I'm making zikr of Allah. Where are you going? I'm going for zikr of Allah. Where are you coming back? I'm trying to see what the benefit of what Allah has done. This book was zakirin Allah kathiran was zakirat. All these people, a'adda Allahu lahum. All of them, Allah has prepared for them. Makfiratan, such a forgiveness that nobody knows it. It's only Allah that knows the forgiveness. Wa ajran, and a reward, aziman, that is so huge. We can see here that zikr, like they say, manshur wilaya. It is only zikr that has no, in all this, everyone has his farila and nafila and time and place. Salah has a place for it. The place has to be clean. Fasting has a place, has a time from morning till evening. Zakah has a time, has a place. Everything, what the only thing that has no place, has no time is zikr. Just like Allah pervades everywhere. وهو معكم أينما كنتم هو الله في السماوات وفي الأرض يعلم سركم وجهركم. Allah is anywhere, everywhere. The same thing, zikr is done everywhere. Zikr is to make sure at all times you call Allah. And zikr is also at different level. There is zikr of the Ahmad than the zikr of the murid, the zikr of the arif al-wasilun. Anybody that will go for 5 times daily prayer a day, he listens to the Ikamah, he stands up, he recites the Fatiha all through 5 times a day, this person is among those that will be put among the wazakirin la kasiran wazakirat, because he's making zikr. But if he wants to be a proper zakir of the amat, of the general public, the minimum a day he must recite la ilaha illallah 300 times. This is the minimum position of the people of Tariqat Tijaniya. You have to recite la ilaha illallah minimum in a day 300 times. When you do that, then it's close to reciting up to 360, which is the number of organs in the body. Here, if a person wants to recite it as a position of beyond that, to become an arif, then what he does is to make sure that he recites zikr a day minimum of 12,000 times. Either la ilaha illallah, or salati on the Prophet, or istighfar, he will not recite it less than 12,000 times. It means most of the time he is doing zikr. This person that is doing this at all the time is at the corridor of Allah. All the time he is doing zikr. And when he is at the corridor of Allah, what he is going to look for now is to be annihilated before Allah. And annihilation is also at 3 levels. That's what you call fana. Fana fil afwal, fana fil sifati, wa fana fil zati. To get to be annihilated with respect to every work and every action. Here, you are at a stage doing of a zakir that sees that everything that you see that is going on is from Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Any work that you are doing, you know, is without Allah, it cannot be done. Most Muslims, they agree to this. They see that whatever happens is Allah. Man zalladhi yashfa indahu illa bi iznihi. Whoever is at this level and knows for sure that whatever happens, whatever it is, whether it's khairun or sharun, good or bad, is from Allah, then this person has gotten fana'a fil afwal. He has agreed that everything is Allah that does it. Then what of sifat? This sifat are sifat al-ma'ani. That is kudra, irada, ilmun, hayatun, sam'un, basarun, kalamun, ziwajibat. Here, this person at this level, which is the second level, he takes all attributes of Allah and turns it back to Allah. He does not commit shirku at this level. Just like at the first level, he's not committing shirku. All of us at the first level, for example, if somebody was to take a knife and draws it and kills somebody, we say this person has killed this person. But we know in truth, if Allah did not take his life, he cannot kill him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The same thing, all Muslims believe that when you are hungry and you take food and you eat it and you are satisfied, all Muslims agree that this food is not what causes satisfaction, is Allah. Allazi huwa yut'imuni wa yaskin. It's Allah that feeds me. It's Allah that gives me to drink. It's not the water that I drink that made me to be satisfied. It's Allah. All Muslims agree this is fana fi af'al. But this sifat, all of us, we are committing shirk with Allah at the level of sifat. La qadirun illa Allah. When you do something, you say, I did this. Qudra is for Allah. Irada. La muridun illa Allah. When we do something, say, I wish to do this. Oh, I will come to your place. We are now getting ourselves and us saying that Allah does this, me too, I do it. Allah wishes, me too, I wish. So you are now trying to have a musharaka between you and Allah in your wish or in your ability to do something. La alimun illa Allah. I know this. Oh, I know you came here. I know you did that. Allah knows, and if you are saying you know. You cannot share knowledge with Allah. So only Allah knows. You don't know. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamu. Then you come to a stage, you said, ilmun hayatun la hayyun illallah Allahu la ilaha illahu al hayyul qayyum. Oh, I am coming. I am there. When you say you are there, here you are associating, you are trying to share that Allah is leaving you to your living. Then, la sami'un illallah. Do you hear what I'm saying? I hear what you are saying. You are not trying to share the hearing, to say you are hearing when you know that Allah too is hearing. Can Allah be hearing at the same time you are hearing? No. Inna huwa sami'ul basir. It's Allah that hears, it's Allah that sees. The same thing when it comes to seeing, he said, I see. Oh, I see that. I see that. Nobody sees but Allah. All this, then I am the one speaking. Are you the one speaking? Yes. Oh, I spoke to him. I talked to him. Allah is the one that who will mutakallimu. So Allah can speak and you too can speak. Then there's musharaka here. That's a person who knows for sure that all these things, whenever he is standing, whenever he is sitting, whenever he is talking, whenever he is seeing, whenever he is hearing, whenever he is wishing, all is Allah. He cannot do it by himself. It's Allah. This person has gotten annihilated with respect to sifat Allah. It's Allah that gives it. So when he gets to this level, what remains is to fana of his zat. Anyone that anywhere he is, he knows nothing is there but Allah. Nothing. Whatever the person is, whatever it is, nothing is there but Allah. This is fana of his zat. It's people that get there that are arifuna billahi al-wasiluna. And here they can be at the level of muraqaba, mushahada, and ma'rifa. These are this level. All these people are put together in azakirin Allah kathiran wa zakirat. Everything that Allah will ask us to do in the Quran, he will tell us the limit. Do it 5 times a day. Fast once in a month, 1 month in a year, like that. When it comes to zikr, he said, kathiran. When Allah says something, do it much at his level, then what of your level? Which will not cease from doing it. That's why zikr, mashru al-wilaya, is what is the beginning of getting to be a wali. Anybody who wants to be a wali, your beginning point is to be thinking of Allah all the time, mentioning Allah all the time, at least 12,000 times a day. You don't desist from mentioning Allah. Then from there, you go and you leave everything, even yourself, to Allah. That's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, everything he has is for Allah. Because from beginning, he does not see that he has anything. Whenever lie and take on a highway in Hua, Allah wa niyuhi. Even his speeches is not for him, it's for Allah. His sin is not for him, it's for Allah. Everything of his is for Allah. These people are Abdullah now Makbiratan wa Ajalan Aziman. Allah has prepared for them a type of forgiveness and a type of reward that is so huge. May Allah make us to be able to reach this level. Inshallah, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا تكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا مبينا
وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن تكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا مبينا. After Allah has told us that the positions in Islam is from Al-Islam, Al-Iman, Al-Qanitina up to Azakirin Allah Kathira, then you should know this. وما كان لمؤمن. It is not for anyone that says he's at the level of a mu'min, he believes in Allah. وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ. And a woman that says she believes in Allah. أَنْتَكُونَ لَهُمْ إِذَا كَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ أَنْتَكُونَ لَهُمْ خِيَرَةٌ إِذَا كَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. When Allah and the Prophet has ordained something, that he should still say he has a choice. Whoever does that, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, whoever does that has sinned against Allah and has sinned against the Prophet. And this person, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ, he has gone astray off the path, ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا, clearly he's off the path. This particular verse was revealed concerning Zaidu and Zainabu bint Jahash. Zaidu bin al-Kharisa and Zainabu bint Jahash. Zaidun is one of the best Sahabats that existed in his time. He's one of those that loved the Prophet utmostly. Even when Islam had not yet come, he chose the Prophet instead of his freedom. He chose the Prophet instead of going away to his father and mother. This is what led to the Prophet freeing him and he becoming Zaidu bin Muhammad. So his love for the Prophet is so much. But he was already a slave, we should know this. And there is what you call psychological influence and psychological breakdown. When a person is meant to be, for example, a megad, he is a guard, a security guard at the gate. Where did he come from? You ask him, my father was traveling one day in this town, and they said there was an accident, he died, they went to bury him, and I was one that remained, and I was left in this town. Somebody took me, I grew up, and at the end of the day, I have no work, I became a security guard for this person. His mindset is the mindset of a security man. His mindset is the mindset of a megad. He grows up like that. Then one day, somebody came to that town. He said, they said my brother passed through this place and he had an accident and he was buried here. I'm looking, does anybody know somebody like this? Some year passed, he's getting to 30 years now. This is where we have had of such an accident. Finally, you recover the person. Oh, he even has a son. Can I see the son? You met that the son is a megad. Said, what? Megad? Your father is the son of a king. He's a very rich man. He left a lot of wealth. We thought you died with your father. You take him back to the palace and give him position. His mindset is the mindset of a security guard by the gate. It is difficult for you now to make him to act like the son of a king. No matter how much you try, it's going to be difficult. Because he has been broken down psychologically. That is how Zaidu bin Harisa is. Zaid bin Harisa was a slave bought by the brother of Sayyidah Khadija. After some time, he gave him out as a gift to Sayyidah Khadija. He stayed with Sayyidah Khadija until finally he was given out as a gift to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So anywhere, all over the town, everybody sees him as a slave and he sees himself as a slave. He takes the position of a slave, not necessarily in the house of the Prophet. Anywhere he goes, everybody sees Zaidu. Until when he was freed, people now see him as a freed slave. Just like some of us here now, if you are told in your town, he came here as a slave and he came, he wants to marry your daughter, you feel somehow to give your daughter to him. I learned he's a slave. Because that's psychological breakdown. He himself too, he will not see the daughter of a king and say, Kai, I'm going to marry this lady. He has heard that he was a freed slave. This is Zaidu. But he loves the Prophet very well. And he's with the Prophet at all the time. And anybody that stays with the Prophet for a moment, the secret you receive in your body, the whole world does not receive it. That's why you always do ziyarah. When you do ziyarah, whether to the grave of the Prophet or to the grave of a servant of Allah that is in a big position, just by standing there, the light that comes into you, into your soul, is so huge that you yourself, you don't know the amount. If you know it, you will not look down on yourself. So Zaid is in this position. Then I said this verse was revealed because of Zaid and Zainab. Zainabu bint Jahashin, Ummul Mu'minina. This lady is the daughter of Umayma bint Abdul Muttalib, the sister of the father of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She's an aunt. She gave birth to this lady, Zainab. Zainab, Quraysh, extremely beautiful. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, since she was small, plays with her and admires her beauty. You are a beautiful girl. You are this. You are this. And this lady, everybody knows that she is beautiful, and Allah has given her charisma, tall, elegant. Very few men can approach her because of her elegance. Then this lady, the brothers approached the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We want you to marry out this lady. They thought the Prophet was going to marry her. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the best person that I can marry any lady to is Zaidu. Zaidu, come. I'm going to marry Zainab bint Jahash to you. Me? He said yes. Me? He said yes. Oh Prophet, please forgive me, I can't. Zainab Abdullahi bint Jahash, the brother of Zainab, the Prophet told him, okay, Zainab is to be married, okay. I will marry her to Zaid bin Harisa. Zaidu, freed slave, to Zainab from a noble home. Oh, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is your cousin, marry her. Why give her to a free slave? You are demeaning her. But Islam, in Sharia, does not understand this one. Sharia does not understand the fact that somebody has been freed as a slave, you are still looking at him as a slave. Islam does not accept it. Islam is looking at the heart. The heart of Zaid is one of the best heart of any young boy that exists at the time. And that's what the Prophet is looking at and said, I'm giving him Zaid. Giving Zainab to Zaid. They went to tell Zainab. Zainab said, me to marry Zaid? Allah is saying, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنِينَ. It's not for a mu'min, Zaid. وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ. It's not for a mu'mina, Zainab. إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. When Allah has decreed something, and the Prophet has decreed something, أَن تَكُونَ لَهُمَ الْخِيَارَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. That in their affairs, they will choose something else, apart from what has been ordained. Whoever does that has sinned against Allah. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Whoever sins against Allah and his messenger, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ. This person has already gone astray. ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. Astray, clearly astray. When this was said to them, they both agreed and they got married.
وَإِذْ تَقُولُ لِلَّذِي أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ زَوْجَكَ وَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ وَتَخْشَى النَّاسَ وَاللَّهُ أَحَقُّ أَن تَخْشَاهُ فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِنْهَا وَطَرًا زَوَّجْنَاكَهَا لِكَيْ لَا يَكُونَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَرَجٌ لكي لا يكون على المؤمنين حرج في أزواج أدعيائهم إذا قضوا منهن وطرا وكان أمر الله مفعولا.
وَإِذْ تَقُولُ لِلَّذِي أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ زَوْجَكَ وَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ وَتَخْشَى النَّاسَ وَاللَّهُ أَحَقُّ أَنْ تَخْشِيهِ فلما قضي زيد منها وطرا زوجناكها لكي لا يكون على المؤمنين خرج في ازواج ابياهم اذا قضوا منهن وطرا وكان امر الله مفعولا الله تبارك وتعالى اسنعت للمسلم remember this وإذ تقول للذي أنعم الله عليه when you are telling this one that Allah has favored by making him a Muslim and making him to be close to you from the first day he was given to you as a gift وَأَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ when you are telling this one that you yourself you have favored by praying and asking that he should bury your name he's now your son أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ زَوْجَكَ go ahead and hold your wife when they were always having difficulty Zaidu was finding difficult to walk up to Zainab in her own in his own house and Zainab was finding difficult to accept to be in the arms of Zaidu in her own house and you are telling them have patience you are already husband and wife don't fear what people are saying you are husband and wife amsik alayka zawjaka wattaqillah fear Allah that has made you husband and wife go back and hold one another wa ay taqul allazi an'ama Allahu alayhi wa an'amta alayhi amsik alayka zawjaka wattaqillah wa tukfi fi nafsika man lahu mubdihi when you are hiding in yourself what Allah was wont to bring to the open wa takshan nasa in all this you are afraid if people hear this what are they going to say are they going to say oh Muhammad is now marrying his own son he is not your son it um li abaihim huwa aqsatu indallah if you did not give birth to a child you are not the father wa takshan nasa wallahu ahaqqu an takshahu if you must fear anything is Allah that deserves that you should fear falamma qada zaid minha wa taran zaid is insistent that he cannot carry on with this marriage if he finishes and he divorces her zawajnaka her we are not asking to go and marry her we have married her to you likay la yakuna 'ala al-mu'minina harajun so that from today the faithful servants of Allah will know that there is nothing wrong in them likay la yakuna 'ala al-mu'minina harajun idha qada Allah wa rasuluhu wa takshan nas Allah hakku an takshay fala ma qadiridu minha wa taran zawajnaka likay la yakuna al-mu'minina harajun fi azwaji adiyahum idha qadaw minhunna wa taran that there is no problem for them that if they have a freed slave that they divorce their wives they can marry that wife whether is a laborer that divorces a wife a king can marry her whether is a king that divorces a wife a laborer can marry her nobody should have any feeling what is important is that does she have a good habit is she of good character does she love Allah and the prophet does she fear Allah and the prophet this is what you should look at not whether the former husband is a trader or is a security guard or is this or is that likay la yakuna 'ala al-mu'minina harajun fi azwaj adiyahum idha qadaw minhum watran wa kana amrullahi maf'ula whatever Allah has decreed that should happen it must happen here a lot of mufassirun that did not enter the Quran very well like most of our ulama have entered the Quran they have inadvertently sinned against the prophet in this verse just like a lot of Christians have sinned against most prophets in their Bible they will say Nabi Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam he sent one of his followers to war so that they can kill him so that he can marry his wife how can the prophet do this anything that is sin the prophet does not go close to it let alone do it the verse here is very clear Allah said wa tukhfi fi nafsika ma Allahu mubdihi wa takhsha an-nasa wallahu ahaqqu an takhshahu this particular place just translate it the way it is if you continue to recite it because one thing with zikr as you are doing it you are reciting today tomorrow next tomorrow what you don't understand today tomorrow you will understand it what you don't understand today in the other place in the Quran it will make you to understand it that's how it is the Prophet Lasslama is holding three big positions with Allah and he is something very big, nobody is to Allah. The Prophet is a wali of Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولُهُ Allah is a wali, the Prophet is a wali. The Prophet is also a prophet. Wali at their height and the Prophet in their position. What Allah reveals to them every second is so much. They are not asked to tell me. That is not where tabligh is. Tabligh is only a risala at the level of a messenger. The Prophet as a messenger of Allah, the message is given to relate to people, he comes to relate to them. As his position, as a prophet, a Nabiyu, all that he is seeing from the presence of Allah, he does not tell anybody. Except only those that he should tell. That one is not, you cannot say that he's a hiding knowledge, no. You cannot see a child of 6 years, your daughter of 7 years, they ask you, Father, all the time we see you and my mother, you don't allow us to come inside the bedroom every night. Why? Say, okay, come and see, I'll tell you what we are doing at night. No. The prophets at their level, not the messengers of Allah, at the level of being a prophet, they are only asked to be examples to mankind. If anybody follows them in this example and they can see in him the strength to be able to carry any weight of what they have received from Allah, they can tell him. That's why if you are with a sheikh, he may not give you permission to do one thing or the other. He is studying you until Allah makes it emphatic in his mind that this person can take this load and he will give you this. So the prophets at that level, what Allah tells them, they don't divulge it. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, he said, whoever sees me and whoever loves me is going to paradise. And he was saying, he said, don't think that is a shut heart. Aktum siran la yuhib ligairiya. He said, whatever is a secret between me, I will keep it, and I will not, that what a secret that is not, I'm not supposed to tell somebody else, I will not tell somebody else. This one is not a secret, that's what I'm telling you. And he said, because what is a secret with me is something that is put inside a box that cannot be opened. It is locked, and the key has been thrown inside the sea. So to me, that's a secret. Until you can find that key from the sea, then you bring it before I open it for you. So the prophets, they have a lot of secrets with them. What tukhfi fi nafsika? Allah has already told him from beginning, when he was trying to marry Zainab to Zaidu. This lady, these people are complaining that you should not marry to this lady, to this person. It's your wife. Allah has told him. But since you have decided to do it, you go ahead and do it. Where's your wife? He knows this. But to him, the day that they came to him that he should marry Zainab to Zaidu, he could not think of a better person whose heart loves Allah and the Prophet that deserves such a beautiful lady, but Zaidu. These people, they will never be able to do it because the psychological breakdown with Zaidu will not allow him to face Zainab. The psychological feeling of Zainab that I am the daughter of this, I am from this royal family, will make it difficult for her to submit easily to the arms of Zainab. Allah knows this. This lady is your wife, but you have decided to do this, go ahead and do it. It will serve another purpose. لِكَيْ لَا يَكُونَ خَرَجٌ So that there will be no problem for all those that are moving to be able to marry higher or lower. We can see the Prophet at the first level of his life, he married Sayyidah Khadija. 40 years old, she's 25. How many young boys today of 25, out of sincerity and love, will marry a lady of 40 years and the parents will agree? Only the Prophet can do this easily. Only the Prophet can do this easily. Anybody who is doing this without flinching is because he is not looking at human beings. That's why Allah said, "What fi nafsika?" You are hiding in yourself. Mallahu bidihi. That you are the husband, you don't marry in a hidden manner. Allah is going to show to the world that you are the husband. What akshan nasa? You are afraid of men. Not that you are afraid of men, that if I do this, they will do this to me. You are afraid that if you do it, some of them will go and say something bad and they can end up being munafiq or being kafir. That's why the Prophet is afraid. He's out of his conscience. Azizun alayhima anittum. Kharisun alaykum. He doesn't want to do something that will make you to talk out of your sense. Talk out of sense and you enter problem. That's why one day he was in the mosque in Itikaf. One of the wives, whether it's Maimuna, came to visit Prophet and he was escorting her out, and it's in the night. He saw two Sahabats waiting. When he saw the two Sahabats waiting, he said, "Salaam alaikum, salaam alaikum. This is my wife, such and such and such." "Oh, subhanallah, what happened?" He said, "Inna shaitan yajri min ibn Adam majriyat dam." Satan moves in the son of Adam, the movement of the blood. Now it will fill your body that is somebody else. And then the person will destroy himself. That's why, what akshan nasa, the Prophet was afraid. What are people going to say? Let them know, go and say what is wrong. And then it will enter problem. Like people even finally say it. Up to now, people are making tafsir and say something is wrong. What even a pious servant cannot do, they are saying the Prophet did it. Wallahu ahakku an takshayhu. Fear Allah is left. Leave Allah to deal with his servants. Therefore, when Zaidu has divorced this lady, go ahead and marry her. So when Zaid divorced the lady, and the time of Ida has passed, Prophet ﷺ called Zaidu himself. So Zaidu said, "Yes, go and tell Zainabu that I am making khutbah to her to marry her." Zaidu went. He said, "By the time I got to the house, I was so afraid to enter. I now know that she is among the mothers of the Mu'minin. He said, "When I knocked and she opened," he said, "with fear and with my respect, I was telling her, I said, the Prophet is mentioning you. He said, "Until I make it to her." You are still like that, and this verse was revealed. The Prophet left where he is, went straight to the house of Zainab. Passed Zaidu, entered and just sat down at the bed. Because Zawajinaka, Allah has already done the marriage. Nobody is going to be any marriage. From there, Zainab knew that the Prophet has already married her. There is something that has been revealed to the Prophet. The Prophet later came out and did walima, got a good ram, slaughtered it, the meat, made meal out of it, and divided it, and he did walima. His wife, everybody was very happy that this particular wife, the Prophet Allah himself is the one that married her to the Prophet. That is the status of Zainab. And because of the love Zaidu has for the Prophet, because of the strength of his faith, Allah rewarded her with what was more than she could have gotten. If this lady has accepted to be the wife and they have been living in goodness, the best name they would have had is Zaidu, the husband of Zainab. That's all. But now, his name is mentioned in the Quran. It's recited to the Day of Judgment. فَلَمَا قَدَيْ زَيْدُ مِنْهَا وَتَرًا فَلَمَا قَدَيْ زَيْدُ مِنْهَا وَتَرًا Children are recited, فَلَمَا قَدَيْ زَيْدُ مِنْهَا وَتَرًا. His name is mentioned for the rest of his life. So love the Prophet, sacrifice for him, stand up for him. Even if you are a slave, even if you are a security man, even if you are low trodden, Allah will raise your status above every person. May Allah raise our status. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive all our brothers. May Allah forgive all Muslims. May He forgive our parents. May He forgive our leaders. May He direct our leaders aright. May He bring peace to us. May He bring to our homes. May He give us our sustenances. May He destroy all enemies of Islam. He is trained in Islam and Muslim. Jai Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahmanir Rahim maliki yawmid din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Inna salata al-mustaqima salatal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim ghayril maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin. Amin. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-fatih ma ulik wa khatimil ma sabaqa nasul haqq wal haqq. الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره من الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين
That one is lighter. This one will not weigh you down. Yes.
Thank you.